early music in America has grown considerably over the last several decades, and now one Bloomington organization seeks to educate South Central Indiana on its importance to music education. David Wood spoke with founder Angelique Zuluaga.
It was just a group of performers, early music performers, and basically we wanted to give to our community. We were thinking of ideas and how we could do it, what we could do. And we decided that taking early music out into the state was probably the best way we could contribute. And so it started out first as a project. We wanted just to do an early music concert in the schools. And then it just sort of fanned out into this series of programs that we have now, which is early music in the libraries. It's a program that we take chamber early music to public libraries in rural counties. And now early music in the schools, which is a program we're just starting with Elizabethan music. And now workshops, also community workshops. And the basic idea was, you know, we want to give back to our community. You know, early music is a vulnerable genre, and we want to assure audiences for this music. And then, of course, it went through this whole process of, well, should we be a for-profit or not-for-profit? No, we should be a non-for-profit. So we went through the non-for-profit, the whole process, and established our mission, which is basically young audiences and underserved areas in Indiana. And so we're trying to find, always trying to find more programs that cover those two missions. But right now we have our hands full. We're a really small organization. So we have a pool of volunteers, 10, 12 volunteers maybe. Our board, it's between 5 and 8 people, depending on what kind of meetings we're holding. We're very small. We're not staffed. The board actually does all the work. We're hoping at the end of this year we can actually count on having at least one employee maybe to help us. But we do it all right now. I mean, that's how small we are. But the board, it's a wonderful board. They're initiative, and they really want to do this job. So it's been fun. We have an ambitious plan, whether we will fulfill it or not. We really want to have early music concerts in all of the rural counties of Region 8 within the next 5-8 years. That's our main goal. And Region 8 being, you know, Monroe, Brown, Green, Lawrence, Owen. And that's a huge challenge. I mean, we're just now working with a bit of Monroe, a bit of Brown County, and a bit of Green. But, you know, there's so much to do, and this is a huge area. But that's our goal. We want to have early music in the libraries in all the counties, and we want to have early music in the schools in all of these counties, you know, in the long run.
What do you see is the importance of early music as an educational outreach?
I find it very helpful to expose young audiences in general to early music. I think it's very important because there are some historical contexts that are interrelated with what children are seeing at school in history and in theater and in other, you know, in other areas. And to make those connections are extremely important, but also not necessarily as in the schools, but also if they can make these relations outside, you know, a regular concert on a afternoon that doesn't have extracurricular activities, you know, or even for adults, you know, of any age or any background. I think it's very important. There's a lot of history behind our music, and it's also the social benefits of music, which are so many, and it's just great to give art to the community.
In what ways can the average person get involved in your mission?
Well, we're always needing volunteers. That is bottom line. And we're always needing money. So, you know, however people can contribute, if money is an issue, volunteer services, we always need people to help us with these library concerts to help, you know, set them up. And there's a lot of inside work that has to be done before these things can actually be performed or happen. And they can go to our website, earlymusicinmotion.org, all in one word, and we actually have a volunteer form for them to sign up if they want to. And there's also a donation button, if that is also the option. But yes, we could use any kind of help right now.
You can see Early Music in Motion, well, in motion, at a special concert of Latin American Christmas music on Thursday, December 11th at the Nashville United Methodist Church. That's at 7 o'clock. Coming up, we'll wrap up our three-part series on Indiana's regional orchestras with one community member who also doubles as a pretty serious professional musician. And as always, Peter Noble Kuchera comes to us with another movie review. You're listening to Artworks, a weekly program that brings the arts to radio.